as indifferentism in matters of religion and worship, and as abstentionism or non-interference of the state in economics. So these are all results of the French Revolution, rather liberalism. So after the French Revolution, we see this idea of the separation between church and state, a free church and a free state, as indifferentism in matters of religion and worship, meaning it doesn't matter what religion you belong to. By the way, the opposite of indifferentism is the Catholic dogma of no salvation inside the church, extra ecclesia nulla salus. The condemned heresy of indifferentism is condemned because it denies that dogma. And under that name was it condemned by Pope Gregory XVI, and he specifically reasserted in his condemnation in the encyclical Morire Vos he specifically condemned it for denying that dogma. So indifferentism basically says it is a matter of indifference what you believe. It is a matter of indifference what your religion is. It is a matter of indifferentism what church you belong to. And how you worship. So what is abstentionism or non-interference of the state in economics? Well, here is where your Rush Limbaughs and all those folks who call themselves conservatives are going to be revealed as liberals. This is really libertarianism. In other words, that the state has no say-so in economic matters, that the economy as such, as long as you have a free economy, unhampered by state regulation, unhampered by interference from the state, the economy itself has natural laws built into it which are self-regulating. And when you have such ideas as supply and demand, it's going to regulate itself. And as long as there's total freedom, total non-interference from the state, in this area of capitalism, in this area of a free market economy, then we'll be in sort of an economic nirvana, and there will be no problems. It's only when the state intervenes to limit free enterprise that we have problems. Now, there's a big problem with this. It is liberal. And this is what we would call libertarianism in American political and economic parlance. Now, obviously, we're not socialists. Of course, libertarian immediately when you say that there should be some legislation, some regulation of free enterprise, a libertarian will immediately point his finger at you and call you a socialist or a communist or whatever other pejorative he likes to level at you. But this is not, in fact, the case. The economics of the Middle Ages, the economics of Christendom at its height and at its most civilized, was not libertarian. There were a lot of checks and balances on free enterprise, and they were highly, highly, highly ethical. And there were concepts of just price, just wage, non-competition, not trying to drive out your competitors, who generally speaking would have been brothers in the same guild to which you both belonged. So it's a completely different atmosphere. But the idea that today that we have is that among the libertarians is that as long as there's no government interference, you can have price wars. You can have, you know, if I can import, you know, cheaply made garbage from China and sell it for as low as I can sell it for and drive you out of business, hey, that's great. I win, you lose. Suck it up, buttercup. You know, you don't have anything to complain about. You're in America, and this is a great paradise. And, you know, you're lucky that you're free to start another job after you've you know, failed after this. Maybe you can go to work for Walmart. Or maybe you can work for me after I put your family business out of business. Well, this is economic liberalism, and the church has always militated against it, and in modern social encyclicals has done so. And it is not socialist to say this. So interestingly enough, the authors of this encyclopedia fitly and rightly sought to include in the definition of liberalism this idea of economic liberalism. But the biggest notion of liberalism, the biggest notion, is that man can live completely unhinged from God and from God's law. That's the biggest note. Once you include that, all the other things are sort of folded up in it. Economic liberalism included. Liberalism of the state from the church included. Liberalism of the state, even from the natural law, included. Okay, so what are the ramifications of denying that the state is bound and tethered even to the natural law?